This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah, get around.
Right. Placing too much emphasis on the fact that Mercury goes retrograde tomorrow. Is that just adding fuel to the fire, Jenny? Maybe I should just give it a rest.
No, because it's also interesting because tomorrow kicks off Virgo season, and Virgo's right. ruling planet is Mercury. So it'll be interesting to see what that means for all the Virgos out there or anybody who has a Virgo, what is it, moon sign or ascending?
Yep, that's it. All right, there she is. She can... work with Maria anytime. It's Jay Kirshner. Here on Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen with Style. Right? I've designed this program around the needs, the desires, the requests that people have. It's good for people born between 1919 and 1993. How about that? There's everybody born in those years.
In the 1900s, this is for you.
Is your program. Yes, it is. So... big questions about the new iPhone 15. Have you heard about the iPhone 15? Not that we need another iPhone. They're very good at making the old ones. I bought a bunch of iPhone 5s because I wanted to use them. They're small and they were handy, and Apple says, that's too bad. We don't support that anymore. They've created a business that is the envy of most people. That's built-in obsolescence. So we'll have a phone that you can use for 5 years, and after that, we'll get you addicted to it. We'll get you dependent on it, and then we'll tell you you can't use it anymore, and you got to get a new one.
Yes. Oh, and it's genius. So frustrating because some people, they find a generation of the iPhone that they really like, and they want to stick with it for as long as possible. And then you get to the point where some of the apps you use need an update. Well, you cannot update those apps until you update the actual software, the iOS. Well, you cannot update that iOS because the device you have is not eligible to be updated on that iOS. They are not compatible with each other. Therefore, you now have a very expensive paperweight. Congratulations.
Yeah, right. Sucker! I'm one of them. Sucker! All right. Here's somebody who's not a sucker. Mark Cuban from the People in the News Department. He's somebody I have great regard for. I love watching his eyes on Shark Tank. But he's very interesting character all the way around. He plays himself in the new season of Billions, too. I don't think he's worth... Is he? I guess he is a billionaire. Yeah, I think he is. Anyway, he was talking about having an opportunity, what he invests in. You know, you see him on Shark Tank and you wonder... He's probably the most conservative. He and Mr. Wonderful are in every Shark Tank episode. Those are the two stable. They are in everyone, and then the other... people kind of rotate, although Lori and Barbara are there, along with, Havlicek. He's there more often than not, but they have other people, like Damon. Anyway, that's not the point of the conversation. The point is, with a focus on Mark Cuban, he and Kevin Hart were talking about missed opportunities. And they both agreed that they didn't buy into Uber when they might have.
Yeah.
Because Uber, at the time they could have bought into it, was worth about $5 million. Now it's worth $5 billion.
Well, and this is one of those things when the idea of Uber first came out and people were investing, a lot of people were like, no, this is never going to take off. Nobody is going to willingly get into a stranger's car and be like, okay, thanks, take me to the airport. And I think a lot of people are using the line of, this just sounds like Murderville. And people did not want to get in on this. I think Ashton Kutcher was one that he did get in on this.
Yeah, he did. I said $5 billion. Sorry, put the decimal point in the wrong place. $90.5 billion. Is the latest valuation for Uber. Even with all of the controversy, all of the questions, all of the concern, the thing that is fascinating about this is all it is software. There's no company. They don't own anything except the proprietary rights to the software that they've developed.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's worth $90 billion. So if you had put in, let's say you put $2,500 in back in 2009, that would be worth about $10 million right now. Okay. Well, listen, missed opportunities are just that. Missed opportunities. Here's another name in the news today. Kenneth Henderson Jones. You may remember I talked about him on Friday. United Airlines pilot that had an axe in his car. And he was leaving the Denver airport after a long overseas trip. And he wanted to get through, and there were people in the line. You know, they have to go through the line like everybody else does to get out of the parking lot. Even though they don't pay, they have to show their ID. And the cars in the line in front of him were not moving, and he got ticked off. So he grabbed the axe from the back of his SUV, and he went out and he hacked down one of the gates and on the line that wasn't open and drove out. Well, now he's 63 years old, by the way. He was in his pilot's uniform. You could see that when he was leaving the airport, the pictures of him. He was taken into custody, and he kind of, I don't wonder what's going on with him. He ran into a field to get away from the police. So something's off here, and I don't think this guy should be
flying. He hit his breaking point.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, I understand
that. He's officially charged.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any history, no criminal stuff, but anyway. And so it's one of those things. You just look at it and say, huh? It really is. Okay. Now, this is an interesting reality. Barbara Haverly, next name in the news. Florida lady recovering from losing her finger while returning a book to a library drop box made out of steel. Let this be a warning to you. A line of people waiting to check out books. Lots of children around a new children's area. So she decided she would go over to the box, the drop box. The metal door swung open, and it caught her hand. And she felt a sharp pain, left her a good piece of her middle finger.
Mm-hmm. How about that? It was a gore fest.
Yeah, ooh, blood. Because when you do something like that, it opens up the veins in the arteries.
Yeah.
Oh, man, hunga, hunga, hunga. Be careful.
Let this be a lesson. Don't return your library books.
Right. No. All right, next names, Patsy Gregory and Carol Ann Krause. Two ladies that are pen pals, 80 years old. They've been pen pals for 68 years. Started writing letters back and forth to each other. 800 correspondences over the years between birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas, that sort of thing, but they never met. So Patsy Gregory told her daughter that she'd like to visit Carol Ann, who lives in Conway, South Carolina. So her family surprised her with a ticket on her birthday, and she flew 4,000 miles for the get-together. How about that?
That's
huh?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's good. Nice. It's not, I had a pen pal when I was in high school. I wonder what happened to her. A young lady in Malmo, Sweden. Do you ever have a pen pal? It was sweet for a while, back and forth.
We no, I didn't.
I kind of dreamed of going to Sweden and marrying her.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful blonde, sweet, right? Listen, that was when I was 13 years old. All right, so much for that. How many people are worried about COVID? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, how can I present the best version of this story without being cynical or sounding irresponsible?
I say just go for it. Dive in.
Well, there are three new COVID variants, and the news media is happy. Today, you can find no fewer than half a dozen articles in various bugles about COVID. What do you need to know about variants EG5, FL1.5.1, and BA2.86? They're spreading. Look out! Well, I would say the same thing that Jack Stockwell says. And I've said it, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 million times. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but I've said it a lot. immune system. That's what you need to be aware of, how to strengthen your immune system so that these things and other things that get at you, and I don't say this, I'm rubbing my chest, Doug, Stephanie, he's so wonderful. I don't get sick because I take good care of my immune system. I make sure I feed it what it needs to be strong. Now, some people have good DNA, and that makes it easier to keep your immune system in shape, but believe me, if more people had had a stronger immune system, fewer people would have died from that COVID fiasco that we had for 2 years. It was mostly older people who had compromised pulmonary systems, lungs.
And that's the tough part. Yeah, even if you have asthma like I do. I had COVID twice. They were clearly two different variants. But one, I would not have known I had it had I not tested, and I only tested because my child was sick. The other one, I should have probably gone to the hospital. It was very bad.
Yep.
But that also goes to show that we talk about it hits people very differently, but it can even hit the same person very differently.
Yep. It does because there's different stuff out there. Colds hit people differently. There's generally diseases. Some people can ward off cancer. Some people can't. So the bottom line here is that these highly mutated variants, versions, if you will, are going to be with us forever now. So you get all worked up about it. The news media will take a chance at stirring you. Better read more on that and open up the thing and go buy the newspaper, whatever it is. And even if Jack says it, Jack Stockwell says it, one of our doctors here at Good Day, and Ken says the same thing. These mutations will now, they have been around. I've pointed our fingers collectively to the meeting of the European Union dealing with COVID that took place last month. And all of the, all the people that were there talking about how we mishandled it, what was done, what the Chinese did, what we did, what we didn't do, hopefully we'll learn from it, because this thing was an atrocious mismatch of everything. And so you're going to have variants, and if your immune system is compromised, you get a shot. If it isn't, you build it up by having lots of vitamin C and echinacea and golden seal, and you'll be fine and dandy, says Duggar at 18 after the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Did I say that right? Kirshner? Kirshner.
Kirshner.
Okay, let's get into the life and times of the late Olivia Newton-John. Her daughter has revealed some interesting things, and they play into the history of her mother's health. This is a good story because it will help all of you think about what you ought to be doing. Maybe that's the best way for me to frame this. We all know Olivia Newton-John had trouble all of her adult life with breast cancer, and she finally succumbed last August. So now the daughter opens up. We'll talk about that after this.
With belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
She has so many hits, and she has such a pleasant, wonderful way about her. You just look at her, and you knew she was somebody you'd like to know, like to be friends with her. She was that kind, yeah, that kind of energy. And so the daughter, whose name is Chloe, has been talking about what she has done or hasn't done since her mom passed away. And so let this be a warning to you, I suppose, Jay. Maybe that'd be the best way to put it. She's 37 years old now. She says she's been neglecting her health. And you would think that given what happened to her mother, now out there playing out, because my daughter's mother, died of breast cancer and its impact. And was at stage four for 21 years, ravaged her body. Megan had the tests that are done. I don't know. I forget what they're called.
Oh, to see if the BRCA variant?
Right. And she didn't have it. So now I wonder about this young lady and whether she had gone through the same thing. You'd think that she would have done it while her mother was alive just to make sure, right? Wouldn't you think that?
Yeah, she may have. She's definitely dealing with some health issues, a lot of not just from not taking care of herself, the trauma of her mom's illness and the depression that goes with losing somebody that you love so dearly. And she had posted pretty much just telling everybody in her life, if I have neglected reaching out to you, I'm suffering memory problems. If I haven't been a good friend, if I've been inconsistent, she just apologizes and acknowledges that she's not her best self right now because she hasn't been taking care of herself. And even opened up about how it goes against what her mom stood for of always put yourself first, take care of yourself. You cannot take care of anybody else until you take care of yourself. You cannot give anybody true kindness, love, help until you give that to yourself.
Yeah, under all circumstances, you got to take care of yourself. It's not narcissistic to put yourself first under the circumstances. So anyway, you got to start. It's like you said, in dropping the oxygen in the plane, you got to put the oxygen mask on you first, and then you can take care of others. So good. This is just a great reminder, much as anything else, from the daughter of Olivia Newton-John. Food for thought here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In Los Angeles, hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapered off Monday in the Los Angeles area, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Schools in Los Angeles are resuming normal operations today after being closed yesterday out of an abundance of caution from the El Nino storm system. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect babies in the womb from RSV. Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the child for the first 6 months of their life. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry. USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello? Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Think that we have impact here on this program. I guess we do to a certain extent, otherwise we wouldn't be here. So, shall we be leaders, shall we?
And we'll of the leaders pack.
Vroom, in the vroom. Leaders of the pack. Yes. We are leaders in many different ways. Yes, hello. It's the Tuesday edition. Take a deep breath, Doug. Running up and down the stairs. I was feeding Daisy, and I have some new food for her. So I was watching to make sure she was doing okay with it. And so that's why I'm running up the stairs, because I watched her. I love what she is, the sweetest little thing. And I just love her company, love being around her. They're just, she's just lovable. She's a, funny in a way. How we
your happiness.
She's our, yeah, exactly. And how we express our love for beings like that, whether it's our dog, our grandchildren, our children, the people that we love. You know, it's just neat. And so enjoy it and take advantage of those moments. Please do that. So anyway, I'm saying it's Tuesday, August 22nd. Tropical storms are churning. National Hurricane Center announcing this morning it's tracking multiple tropical storms, three of them, Franklin, Emily, and Gert. Aha. So let's see where Franklin is. Supposed to make landfall today on Hispaniola, which is the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Winds of 50 miles an hour. Let's see here. There is a 35, well, it started at 35 miles, and I'm looking at the track. I'm going to translate this as best as I can. Moving across the Atlantic from Sunday, started at 30 miles an hour, then 35, now up to 50. Okay, so you watch it. Here's another one in the Gulf of Mexico. I was talking about this with James Collins, who's in our main studio in Dallas. Meteorologist walking, watching this disturbance, 35 miles an hour wind. It's probably going to be Tropical Storm Harold as of today. And this will bring tropical storm condition to South Texas by tomorrow. All right, this is the eighth tropical storm to reach Texas this year. And so here we go. Let's scare everybody. I like the experts warning of an above normal. Why am I so cynical when it comes to this stuff? Because most of it turns out to not be true. And the other side of it is to err on the side of caution.
Yeah,
I get
what
that.
If they don't treat it like this, then something does.
Right, have it. Then they'll be get blamed for it. So
yeah, there's this little weather event that's going to be happening. And no big deal. Don't worry about it. Just it's a minor little wind. If you're out wearing a hat, make sure you hold on to your hat. And then it ends up being this horrific situation.
Okay. All right, let's see. The president, an awkward moment when he was in Hawaii yesterday trying to check out the state. The wildfires, we all know the story of that. 114 people are dead, hundreds of people missing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so the press conference is over. The governor's there, the mayor's there, all the local officials. They've surveyed the damage. So this is a great example of why you never, the microphone is always live. Or you make sure, if you're around somebody like Joe Biden, who has a lot of missteps, you turn the mic off as soon as he's done with it. Right? Anyway, the fellow who's in charge of, this is Brian Schatz, who's one of the Democratic senators from Hawaii. He was picked up by the mic offering a sip of water to Biden, who didn't really respond. He looked at him, the senator. He looked at the water, and then he awkwardly just walked away. This is one of those silly little things. Why would he not want a glass of water? Or why would he look? He had a disdained look on his face. Isn't it funny how we just pick on stuff like that? He's getting a lot of criticism, and some of it, I guess, is warranted. This is the time of year when presidents take their vacation. So Biden was on the beach in Delaware, and so he said when he was asked about Hawaii's rising death toll and what he was going to do, he had no comment. He said, "I have no comment." And people went, this Hawaii just... part of it burned to the ground, and you have no comment? What is that all about? And so, anyway, he finds himself, I guess maybe we're over, I don't know. I think it's clear how I feel about Biden. I think he's an awful president. Do I think he's a bad guy? I don't know. I used to think not, but I think the Hunter Biden thing is sort of eating at me a little bit in terms of whether he's a good guy or not, or whether he just plays a good guy on the radio and isn't really at all. I mean, these guys don't get to be president by being Casper Milquetoast, right? They don't. They have a personality, and they have a desire, and it's pretty strong. So, you know, even at, I say at his age, I don't like the age factor here, but he is kind of crumbling under the weight, either the pressures of being president or just getting old, one or the other, or both. But at any rate, there's not much inspiration there. And meanwhile, the people in Hawaii are wondering, okay, what are we going to, what do we have to expect here? Or do we, the locals don't want to rebuild fast. The government and the tourist people want to rebuild fast because it's big money. And so there's a conundrum here that hasn't been solved. Probably won't be.
Well, it's also, it's not just a historical downtown Lahaina. That is a place that has so much meaning and heart, and to just build on top of it, they have to honor that land. They have to honor so many things that go into that I don't think it's just a quick and easy, all right, let's hurry up and rebuild. Right. I totally get why the locals are on the side of let's not jump to this. And Maui is, it's not the big island, the Hawaii. It is a big island. That's there, and there's still so many other places that people can go to. It can still continue with the tourism and still bring money in without dishonoring the soul of Lahaina.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Meanwhile, people are wondering how to make the air that they breathe better. This is some good news, actually. Indoor air pollution is a big problem, especially in offices where they seal up the windows. They just have air conditioning and they don't have any fresh air from outside. What about an office building that had furnishings that could help you breathe better? Apparently, there are some lampshades that have been turned into indoor air purifiers by putting a new kind of, is it paint? It looks like kind of a paint, this sort of background for LEDs, right? Volatile organic compounds are being put on surfaces in offices to clean out the airborne pollutants. This is kind of interesting, right? If you have an office, or even at home, if you're living in an apartment building and the windows are all sealed, I wouldn't live in a place like that. But there are people who do. So some clever person has come up with, his name is Dr. Hyong Kim, lampshades. Paint them with this stuff, and the air will be better. Seems hard to realize, but
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is kind of neat. All right, Uri Geller, warning, warning, warning. Uri is next here on Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Inject your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, traveling over to old Jaffa, part of Tel Aviv, home of Uri Geller, who's had a substantial impact on this program for 30 years, warning people. This is a story, actually there are a myriad of stories showing up everywhere. It kind of tags on to what we were talking about initially last week, Uri, about the aliens coming here. Is this something a lot of people immediately think that it's time to be afraid, to be scared? What do you think?
Okay, first of all, Dougie, as you know, whenever I post something on Twitter, I usually post on 4 different platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. When I do that, somehow the newspapers, the press, follow me. They follow me usually on Twitter. And when they see a story like that, they just snatch it off my Twitter and they spread it in online on their websites, whether it's The Sun or The Independent, which is a serious newspaper. Lad Bible, that's another huge, it has millions of followers. And even India. I think what we sent you was from India. Am I correct?
Yeah,
the Times
it
of
was.
India?
Yeah, I'm looking at this story in an Indian newspaper, yeah.
Yes, funny. I wanted to send you the Indian newspaper so you would see how easily and how fast social media takes over. In a split second, something that I put on Twitter appears in India. So the story is slightly different here because I've been always saying that aliens are already here. I mean, this is what we hear in the hearings, in the Congress. This is what scientists are saying. The Israeli scientist Avi, who believes that he can find something extraterrestrial off the shores of Papua New Guinea. But this time, I wrote that there will be a landing, a public landing, because so far, everything is very secretive. Mm-hmm. Everything is hush-hush, whistleblowers. By the way, did you know that some whistleblowers are really afraid for their lives? There are rumors out there that they're going to be hurt because they squeal.
Spreading information.
So my theory and my psychic feeling tells me that there will definitely be a mass landing or maybe just a few landings. It will be very public, so it might appear the UFO might land somewhere in Washington, hopefully on the White House lawn, or in the Louvre in Paris, or in a place where everybody will witness the landing.
Yeah.
Very much like Steven Spielberg's movie Contact, with a third kind. So, yes, you can see all the papers picked it up because this is very hot news for everyone.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think maybe people even around us now. All right, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't
stand by me. There's a movie of the same name, a couple of different versions of this song. Most famous by Benny King, and that's the one you're listening to there. All right, so darling Chucker, what are we focused on here with Stand By Me?
This day in movie history, August 22nd, 1986, Rob Reiner's Stand By Me opened in limited release, and then its widest release, much to my surprise, was 840 theaters. Now movies are being released on 4,000. But it wound up grossing $52 million on a budget of, $8 million.
Huh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all.
But here, you know, I was telling a buddy yesterday, the issue in the industry now, and I think I don't know if it's solvable, is that movies are just way too expensive to produce. They cannot even produce a $30 million movie, a studio now, that can be released in theaters with marketing costs. Everything they make is like $100 million.
So we say the same thing every day. Where are we going with this?
I know, but here's the thing. Like, I'll give you another example. Disney's Haunted Mansion, right? That budget on the film was $150 million. It's done $85 million.
Sooner or later, don't you think you're going to wake up? Sooner or later, the stockholders, the board of directors are going to say to these guys, wait a minute, you guys are screwing up. You're squandering our resources and not making any money because you're not in the theaters. Somebody's going to have to wake up.
No, it's like me and you running a 2-mile race, and I give and you give me a mile lead. Like, you're never going to catch up.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels that way. It's like every star star has to align for, I would say, 70% of all films now to be to have a.
No, that's because they're doing they're ruining their business themselves. They'll get replaced. It'll change because the stockholders aren't going to put up with it. It's as easy as that, I think. All right, here's the next. Speaking of streaming services, Netflix thriller, the trailer for Reptile, showing Benicio del Toro and Justin Timberlake and Alicia Silverstone in this movie. Is this about some attack from some monster?
That is a very interesting cast.
Yeah. Well, what is Reptile about, though? That's what
I don't know. I didn't see the trailer. Did you watch it?
No, I don't.
I guess I'll watch
anything
it. Get back to you on that
with Reptile. I don't like creepy crawly stuff.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to see Blue Beetle.
No, I'm not seeing that. Thanks. All right, let's see here. The original Snow White director's son.
A lot of brouhaha about that one.
Yeah, well, it's about the woke world that we live in. And not everybody's happy about it, including the people.
I know they're making a lot of changes to the story, and I get that. But her casting, I don't have a problem at all.
Really?
No, not at all. Some of the other stuff they're doing, from what I read. This is
Gal Gadot, right?
She's the evil queen. Yeah, but Rachel Ziegler, who is the star of Spielberg's West Side Story, is playing Snow White. I don't have an issue at all with her casting.
She's only 22.
They're probably saying because she's Latina. Well, that's probably people have some issue with that.
Well, that's also some of the storyline that with
changing a lot of things in the story. I guess from what I read, I don't know if there's a Prince Charming in the movie. The dwarfs, they're going to eradicate them. There's a lot of changes, and I get people not liking that, but. The her casting, I don't see an issue with.
This much hoopla around when they did Cinderella, the one version of Cinderella with Camila Cabello, and I don't recall all of this, and they changed that up. That was a pretty different ending.
The Little Mermaid more, but if you look at Disney box office, they have really struggled.
Yeah, it's their own fault. Yeah. It's their fault. They need to stand up and be counted. Jane Curtin. Late of SNL, was interviewed, and she said, you know, she became a movie star after she was on SNL, and she's now talking about SNL as an original cast member wasn't fun. It wasn't funny, and it wasn't fun, which I found interesting because I thought the earlier Saturday Night Lives were great.
That stuff always bothers me.
What? When they say something about...
When they knock it to such a degree.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't have had a start.
The cast she was on was iconic.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's... What is the old... Me thinks how does
producing good
protesting.
Material is not always fun.
No. Thank you, Chucker.
Thank
59
you.
After. Good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.